This is Vic once again with Catholic Opinion. I'd like to welcome all of our listeners, especially those around the Auckland region who can hear the program, and those overseas who also can hear it now. And I'd like to welcome today my daughter, Marianne, once again, who's with helping her old pa. Since my voice is not so good, so I've had a few strokes listening and a few heart attacks, so she comes in to protect me. What a good girl she is. Thanks, Marianne. We now start with Our Father. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Thanks, listener. Well, today I spoke about this possibly well over 10 years ago because my program is going for 16 years now every week. So it's on the relatives of Jesus Christ. So we know a lot about the relatives of Jesus Christ, isn't it? And we know that his Father was very God himself because he is the Son of God. And also we know his mother, she's the Virgin Mary. She's the promised one. From Genesis, I'll make war, Satan, God says, between you and a woman, between your seed, Satan, her seed. And you lie in wait for her heel, and she will crush your head. She is the Virgin Mary, listeners, the mother of Jesus, mother of God. We also know about the foster father of Jesus, whom we know as Saint Joseph. And Saint Joseph, he was the first cousin of Mary, despite being her spouse. So, in reading the genealogies of the New Testament, we start off the New Testament with the Gospel of Saint Matthew. And on page one of Saint Matthew, he tells us who the ancestors of Jesus Christ are for 42 years. Going all the way back to Abraham. And towards the end of the genealogy, around about 38th, comes one called Mathan. And Mathan, he is the father of the grandmother of Jesus Christ. So we know who Jesus Christ's grandmother and grandpa were. They were Joachim and Anne. So we now read this last part of the genealogy. So with 42 going back 42 generations, it would drive you bonkers, listener, to listen to these 42 names who you don't know. So we'll just get about the last five to Mathan.
And Eliad begot Eliezer, and Eliezer begot Mathan, and Mathan begot Jacob. And Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David to the transmigration of Babylon are 14 generations, and from the transmigration of Babylon to Christ are 14 generations. Now the generation of Christ was in this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Whereupon Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing publicly to expose her, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in his sleep, saying, Joseph, son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which the Lord spoke by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And Joseph, rising up from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took unto him his wife. And he knew her not till she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
It's a bit strange, listener, that St. Matthew's Gospel is about the only one that mentions Joseph. He mentions Joseph about 10 times, because actually they were related. All of them came from Mathan. And so if you think it's strange that 42 generations are mentioned on this page going back to Father Abraham, then you know nothing, listener, because in St. Luke's Gospel, which is the genealogies of Our Lady, because St. Matthew was the genealogy of St. Joseph himself. So in the one of Our Lady, it goes back 75 generations. Every person there is meant to write back to Abraham, the first man. So these are great things, listen. How far can your genealogy go back? Well, it can go back a little way, because when you live in a village, like Jesus lives in a village, and like my family lives in the village of Podgora in Croatia. So there, my mother, she died at 93. And in the village, they never had massive houses. So my mother, she lived in the bedroom of her grandmother, who would speak to all the time about these things. So the grandmother, she died in 95. And that grandmother, she lived in the bedroom of her grandmother, who died at 105. So you can see there was a really followed clearly from one generation to the other. Just like Jesus, it was his 42 generations, and it was the one going back to Adam, or 75 generations. So when my mother used to talk to me, because I never married until I was 27, I lived at home until I was 27, and with my mother, so she was always speaking about these things of the old times, about Podgora, which is very much like Nazareth, of how there were donkeys there, and grapes, and figs, and sheep, goats, and shepherds. There were wells, there was family, there were grandmas and grandpa, there was walnuts and pomegranates. So the background is very similar. So when I was a bit younger, I tried to write the life of the Christ, of Jesus Christ, based on what my mother told me about Podgora, about the donkeys, about the grandparents. So my family, they came 1,400 years ago, the Slavs came to Croatia from the Ukraine. And 1,000 years ago, some of my father's family, Michael, him and his two brothers came from Bosnia to the coast, the beautiful coast, which is favoured of all the tourists now in Croatia now. And 2,500 years ago, those Ukrainians, they came, I think it was from Afghanistan. So just like Jesus came right back thousands of years, listeners. So we're going back now to Mathan. So Mathan, he was a great-grandpa of Jesus Christ. Now, Mathan, listener, he had two sons. Yes, one of the sons was Jacob, and one was the husband of Anne and Joachim. So Jochen was the grandpa of Jesus Christ, and Anna was the grandma of Jesus Christ. So all these relations. So an amazing thing is, nobody knows this, is that six of the apostles, they were cousins of Jesus Christ. And through St. Anne, because St. Anne, we are told in the Apocrypha, that Jacob and the grandparents of Jesus Christ, that they had an angel Gabriel came to her and let her know that she was going to have a daughter who would be the mother of the Messiah. So Anne would have told all the ones in the family, the Messiah is coming. He's come to our family. This is the great glory of all Israel. Every daughter born in Israel wants to be mother of the Messiah. So St. Anne had a daughter, Mary, who became the mother of Jesus Christ, with the knowledge given to her by Gabriel, the archangel. Just like Gabriel, the archangel, came to Mary in Nazareth. Remember, I often read chapter 26 of St. Luke, telling how the angel spoke, Hail Mary, full of grace. And this is our prayer and our rosary, which we, some of us, say 100 times every day of our lives, celebrating that God sent the angel to announce to Mary she'd been chosen to be the mother of God. Would she agree with this? She says, My thy will be done. Be done to me according to thy word. So Mary then became the mother of the Creator then. So Mary was the mother of God. Father was the God himself. And the foster father was Saint Joseph. And the brother of Jesus Christ, not his true brother, though his first cousin. So six of these apostles of his, they were his cousins. So the last Marian gives us a bit of background on them. The first of them is St. James.
St. James the Greater, July 25th. St. James was the elder brother of St. John. The two brothers are referred to by St. Luke as the sons of Zebedee. Their mother Salome, who was present at the crucifixion, was a near relative of the Blessed Virgin, possibly a sister. Consequently, these two apostles were cousins of our Lord, and together with St. Peter were privileged to witness the raising of the daughter of Jairus to life, also the transfiguration on Mount Tabor, and the three were with our Lord in the garden of his agony. St. John the Evangelist, December 27th. St. John is the disciple whom Jesus loved. He it was who leant on the bosom of our Lord at the Last Supper, who stood next day beside the cross on Calvary, and to whose care the dying Saviour confided his mother. After that he saith to the disciple, Behold thy mother, and from that hour the disciple took her to his own. We see him out distancing Peter in a race to the tomb, and they both ran together, and that other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulchre. St. James the Less, May 1st. St. James the Less, also called the Just by the Jews and Christians alike in Jerusalem, was a cousin of our Lord, for his mother, Mary of Cleophas, was a sister of the Blessed Virgin and stood with Our Lady beneath the cross. Now they stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother and his mother's sister, Mary of Cleophas and Mary Magdalene. St. Matthew, September 21st. St. Matthew, born apostle and evangelist, was a publican or tax gatherer, whose calling was despised by the Jews, for the publicans were unjust and were still unpatriotic. Matthew must have been an honest man. His immediate response to our Lord's call shows him as a generous and determined character. He saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said to him, Follow me, and leaving all things, he rose up and followed him. After his conversion, he was called Matthew, meaning the gift of God. St. Simon the Zealot, October 28th. St. Luke writes of Simon, who is called Zealots. He is said to have preached in Egypt and also in Persia, where he was cut in two with a sword. St. Jude or Thaddeus, October 28th. He wrote an epistle which is addressed to Jewish converts, among whom he had been an apostle. He followed the Jews in Syria and Mesopotamia. Later he preached in Armenia, where he suffered death by being shot with arrows while tied to a cross. The bones of these two disciples, St. Simon and St. Jude, linked together in the liturgy, are honoured in St. Peter's Rome.
Thanks very much, listener. So, sometimes you might wonder when you read the Gospels, how all the apostles, when Jesus asked them to come, they said, sure, boss, they came straight away. St. Matthew came immediately. and St. James and John, who were fishermen, and they probably told Peter and Andrew in the next boat that this guy was, he was the Messiah. He was the promised one of God. So, yeah, and each of these apostles, and they were put to death for their faith. They didn't put other people to death. They all died for Jesus. Quite amazing. So if we go back to Massan, is that number four, getting towards the fifth last in that genealogy of St. Matthew. St. Matthew would know, because Jesus was his cousin. As these James, who also knew this, so around the cross of Jesus, there were many of his cousins when he died. They knew he was Messiah, that Messiah had to die. This great miracle worker, Jesus Christ. So also amongst his cousin relation, there was Mary Magdalene and her sister Martha and their brother Lazarus. So if we read St. John's Gospel, chapter 11, about how Lazarus had died and Jesus brought his cousin back to life. So this is, say, chapter 11 of St. John's Gospel. It's often read at funerals about the resurrection.
Christ raises Lazarus to life. The rulers resolve to put him to death. Now there was a certain man sick named Lazarus of Bethania, of the town of Mary and of Martha her sister. And Mary was she that anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. His sisters therefore sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. And Jesus, hearing it, said to them, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified by it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister Mary and Lazarus. When he had heard therefore that he was sick, he still remained in the same place 2 days. Then after that he said to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. The disciples say to him, Rabbi, the Jews but now sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours of the day? If a man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if he walk in the night, he stumbleth, because the light is not in him. These things he said, and after that he said to them, Lazarus our friend sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. His disciples therefore said, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. But Jesus spoke of his death, and they thought that he spoke of the repose of sleep. Then therefore Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe, but let us go to him. Thomas therefore, who is called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. Jesus therefore came and found that he had been 4 days already in the grave. Now Bethania was near Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews were come to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Martha therefore, as soon as she heard that Jesus was come, went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha therefore said to Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. But now also I know that whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith to her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith to him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, although he be dead, shall live. And everyone that liveth and believeth in me shall not die forever. Believest thou this? She saith to him, Yea, Lord, I have believed that thou art Christ, the Son of the living God, who art come into this world. And when she had said these things, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. She, as soon as she heard this, rises quickly and cometh to him. For Jesus was not yet come into the town, but he was still in that place where Martha had met him. The Jews, therefore, who were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up speedily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth to the grave to weep there. When Mary therefore was come where Jesus was, seeing him, she fell down at his feet and saith to him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Jesus therefore, when he saw her weeping, and the Jews that were come with her were weeping, groaned in the spirit and troubled himself, and said, Where have you laid him? They say to him, Lord, come and see. And Jesus wept. The Jews therefore said, Behold how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not he that opened the eyes of the man born blind have called that this man should not die? Jesus therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the sepulchre. Now it was a cave, and a stone was laid over it. Jesus saith, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith to him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he is now 4 days. Jesus saith to her, Did not I say to thee that if thou believe, thou shalt see the glory of God? They took therefore the stone away. And Jesus, lifting up his eyes, said, Father, I give thee thanks that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people who stand about have I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. When he said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And presently he had been dead, came forth, bound feet and hands with winding bands, and his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus said to them, Loose him and let him go. Many therefore of the Jews who were come to Mary and Martha and had seen the things that Jesus did believed in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them the things that Jesus had done. The chief priests therefore and the Pharisees gathered a council and said, What do we, for this man doth many miracles? If we let him alone, so all will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away our place and nation. But one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that year, said to them, You know nothing, neither do you consider that it is expedient for you that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not. And this he spoke not of himself, but being the high priest of that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for the nation, and not only for the nation, but to gather together in one the children of God that were dispersed. From that day, therefore, they devised to put him to death. Wherefore Jesus walked no more openly among the Jews, but he went into a country near the desert, unto a city that is called Ephraim, and there he abode with his disciples. And the Pasch of the Jews was at hand, and many from the country went up to Jerusalem before the Pasch to purify themselves. They sought therefore for Jesus, and they discoursed one with another, standing in the temple. What think you that he has not come to the festival day? And the chief priests and Pharisees had given a commandment that if any man knew where he was, he should tell, that they might apprehend him.
Thanks very much, said Mary. So we go now back to Mathan, who was the genealogy of St. Matthew's. So Mathan had two sons, and he was Joachim and Jacob. And Jacob was the father of St. Joseph. And Joachim married Anne. And Anne had the angel Gabriel came to her to announce that the future daughter, she would be the mother of the Messiah. So we'll now talk a little bit about St. Anne. St. Anne was a beloved saint in England during the Middle Ages. And there are many places that people went to procession to where she was buried. And St. Anne, after she died, they took her head and the Jews put Lazarus and Martha and Mary Magdalene into a boat in the Mediterranean and set them adrift. And with them they only took the head of St. Anne, and they end up in Marseille in France. So that's where the head of St. Anne is. And Mary Magdalene, she went to a lonely place there near Marseille and just spent the rest of her life in prayer and fasting, because she knew the Messiah, Jesus Christ. She became a very holy woman. And St. Anne, she was greatly reverenced near there, where they buried her head, and near Marseille, a place of great pilgrimage. And even the great emperor Charlemagne himself, in the year 800, after he was made emperor in Rome by the Pope, on Christmas Day 800, he was on pilgrimage to this place where St. Anne's body was. She was a very great saint. As I said, the angel Gabriel came to her to announce that she was going to be the mother of the Messiah. A privilege that every Jewish girl wanted to be, the mother of the Messiah, what is the promised one of God. So St. Anne, she's greatly loved still throughout the world, in Canada especially, and in England. In France, where her head was buried. And so we all know of Mary Magdalene and Martha and Lazarus. They're so strong in the scriptures as we read this morning. So we think today, listen, of the relatives of Jesus Christ, his father, who's God himself, his mother, who's the Virgin Mary, foster husband, who's Saint Joseph, and the brothers of Jesus, his cousins, the six of whom came apostle, one of the twelve apostles of Jesus Christ, how they took the word of God out to the strange nations of the world. How St. Thomas the Apostle went to India, almost like he's on his way to New Zealand, listeners. So often think of St. Thomas He was killed in Madras. So he must be one of the patron saints in New Zealand, because from Jerusalem to New Zealand, Madras is in the middle of that. So we think of the ancestors of Jesus Christ. Listen, we think of King David and all the kings of Israel. Some of the genealogies go, all these kings of Israel, they were ancestors of Mary and of her son Jesus Christ. So he was a true Jew, true Jew. So as St. Matthew tells us, there were 42 generations in St. Matthew genealogy. In the St. Luke's genealogy of Our Lady, there were 75 generations right back to Adam. So listen, we now say a little prayer, Mary and I, which we say all the time, which is the Rosary, the Annunciation, how God sent the angel Gabriel to Mary in Nazareth, asking would she be the mother of God. On her answer, the whole human race waited. So no human being could ever get to heaven until Jesus Christ died and gave his blood on the cross and saved us, opened the gates of heaven. So now, listen, everybody who wants to can get to heaven. So we thank, especially Our Lady and Jesus Christ. So we say the first joyful mystery of the Rosary, which is Annunciation. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Now we say 10 Hail Mary, celebrating this great moment. When the angel said to Mary, Hail Mary, we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We're going to finish off there because it comes to the end of the program, listeners. So we now say to finish, the glory be to the Father. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
We now say the great prayer that the Virgin Mary gave us to save sinners, to get us to heaven. O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and bring all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Amen. Thanks very much, listener. Hope to speak to you next week. This is Vic, and this is my daughter, Marianne. Thanks, Marianne.
Thank you, Dad.
God bless you, everybody.
God bless.